Let's do Tina, T-I-N-A, Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, 314-22-9665. Chief complaint, dizziness, ear pain, headache, neck fullness, nausea, vomiting, palpitation. Our patient is a 56-year-old woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week. Patient was seen at a different urgent care where she was diagnosed with ear pain, was given ciprofloxacin and Ciprodex. Patient said that she never got any better. Her biggest problem is her dizziness, which has become a huge problem, especially when she moves around, period. Family history, mom and dad are pretty healthy. No colon cancer, diabetes, coronary artery disease reported. Mammogram has been done regularly under maintenance. Again, due to sheer colonoscopy. That patient has been skipping that, has not had a colonoscopy. We'll try to get that done this year, she says. Medications, none. Allergy, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problems, gallbladder surgery. Immunization, no COVID immunization reported. Review of system as above. Vital signs 130/80, 88/18, febrile. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs, three lung car, abdomen soft, TM. Left TM definitely has fluid in, and behind the TM, evidence of serositis media. The canal is slightly red. The logical non-focal screen shows the rash. There's lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Number one, dizziness. Number two, otitis media, serous. Number three, otitis external resolve. Number four, we'll treat patient with a Medrol dose pack. And Keflex at home. Next number is use Afrin to open up the eustachian tube only as directed. Big letters. Next number is Rivent, 2 milligram at bedtime, 1 at bedtime. Next number is Antivert PRN. Next number is Rocephin a gram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number mammogram is due this year. Next number is colonoscopy is overdue. Patient wants to wait. Next number is check blood work. Next number is come back next week. Next number. If develops worsening symptoms, must go to the emergency room. Next number, if she's not better with her dizziness by next week, we'll also do a CT scan. Next number, I was able to produce the dizziness by having her close her eyes and shake her head from side to side, hence the reason that this is most likely a labyrinthitis and a middle ear problem, eustachian tube dysfunction causing serositis media and vestibular neuritis type symptoms. Thank you. Reevaluate next week. Thank you.